and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Let's try this one. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. And I want to go over to Proverbs chapter 4. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. This is the word of God for the people of God. No rooms, no vacancies. You remember traveling, looking for a hotel room? What was the first thing you looked at? The sign. It was lit up. No vacancies. Or if you were lucky, you found one that had a room for you. So I came this morning to preach to somebody that the enemy has been trying to move in. He wants access to your mind. He wants access to your emotion, to your spirit, to your peace, to your family, to your body, to your joy, and to your future. Satan is a busy, busy, busy person. But the Holy Spirit sent me to declare and to advise you to tell the devil that there is no room and no vacancies. You need to tell him that you can't move into my thoughts. You can't move into my spirit. You can't move into my home. You can't move into my children. Somebody scream, no vacancy.
No vacancies.
Amen. But I need to tell you that even though we claim that there are no vacancies, the devil is always, always, always looking for a way in. He's always looking for access. And with some people, the devil doesn't have to look far. Some people, through our words and our actions or lack of, have this sign out by the road that the devil can read, I have room. Some of the so-called Christians are always looking for an argument or a fight, a reason to be mad. This is Satan at work. They're always thinking that somebody is out to get them. They are always looking to prove a point. But if the devil can rent a little place, a small, tiny little place, or if you have left that door cracked just a tiny little bit, the devil can rent a little place in your heart. Eventually, he will try to take the whole house. You heard that saying? Leave a little crack? See, exactly. Satan doesn't need a wide open door or a golden path to enter into your heart. Satan doesn't need all of the advantages He is just looking for a tiny little crack. And he will take advantage of it. But the devil cannot take what we do not allow. That is why the devil fights so hard. Because we work so hard at being a Christian. Because we work so hard of closing that door, of putting the no vacancy sign out. Being a Christian is hard work. Following God's commands and doing the work is hard. That's why God sends the Holy Spirit to work in us and with us and for us, to give us the strength and the knowledge and the desire to close that door. You see, when Satan achieves a tiny little access, he eventually will gain influence into what you do. Listen to this. The enemy starts small. He starts with one compromise, one offense, a secret sin, one ungodly conversation. And he starts with fighting and screaming. Because he knows if he can get one crack in the door, one foot, so that door can't be slammed shut, he can eventually push that whole door wide open. Everything that is good is not. Everything that is good. Let me start over there. Your mind is not a motel for hell. The battlefield is the mind. And the devil knows if he can control your thinking, he can eventually control your living. Did you get that? That's all Satan wants, is just to control your thoughts. That's why Satan constantly attacks our confidence and our identity. You see, just being a Christian isn't enough. We need to be a competent Christian. We need to be a Christian that knows Jesus Christ. We need to be a Christian that is not bashful we need to be a Christian that is not bashful to say no to Satan. The devil loves vacant minds. I believe that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Did you get that? An idle mind is the devil's workshop. That's what he's looking for. So if we aren't out there doing God's work, multiplying, the devil is standing in the shadows because he sees that open door. He sees that vacancy sign. The devil hates a mind that is filled with prayer. The devil hates worship. The devil hates the word faith and discipline. Here's what the Lord is saying. Occupy your mind with His presence. And everything that God has not authorized you, you must evict it. Here's the problem. Some of us have allowed trauma to move in. Some of us have allowed unforgiveness to rent two rooms. That's a big one. That's a big one. I have seen the sin of unforgiveness come out of people of this church more than once. I am the person that needs to be forgiven. And it hasn't happened yet. It's been years. Jealousy has erected a condo. Rage has built a skyscraper. But I'm here this morning to declare to you that it is eviction time. You've cried long enough. You've battled long enough. Some things must be thrown out. We need to remove our spiritual blindness. We heard about that last week, right? And declare this is the day that Satan must leave. Thank you. Satan, you are out of here. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, bondage cannot remain. And we have here this morning the Spirit of the Lord. We have lifted our arms, our hands, and asked for the Holy Spirit to descend upon us and use us for your work. And as long as we have that Holy Spirit driving us to do the work that God has commanded us to do, there is a no vacancy sign for Satan. The body is the instrument through which purpose operates. The enemy wants people to abuse what God designed to be holy. Yeah, that's what Satan does. But your body is not a playground for demons. Your body belongs to God. Our souls are too expensive for the devil. He can't afford us. He's looking for a room that is rent free. He is searching for that vacancy sign. And charity. He is looking for people that will invite him in, if by no other way than just leaving the door open. The devil is the eternal part of you. And the enemy fights hardest over eternal things. He sees Satan is sneaking. He will offer temporary pleasure and hand out eternal damage. But listen to me. Hear me now. I say this morning. Our souls are far too valuable for Satan. Because all he is going to do is turn them over to hell. Jesus paid too much for our souls. The blood was too expensive. The cross was too painful. The resurrection was too powerful for us to just let the enemy move into territory that Jesus has already paid for. Jesus Christ is the secret to our salvation. When a house is occupied, intruders cannot simply move in. And I can tell you the real answer to spiritual warfare is to have Jesus Christ in your heart. It is not just rebuking demons. It is filling ourselves with God and His almighty power and His Son Jesus Christ and the fourth or the third of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. Because an occupied life is a protected life. If you have a house out there in your neighborhood that's just sitting vacant, that's the one vandals are looking for. Because the doors are open. They can do whatever they want in there. They can squat in there. They can damage. They can go in there and do their drugs. They can do all of these things that Satan is encouraging these people to do. But if your house is occupied, you are the protector. Through the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ that occupies that house, because with that occupation out by your mailbox, you have a no rooms, no vacancy sign. Stop leaving the door open. Some believers are praying for deliverance while still leaving the door unlocked. We cannot entertain what we're asking God to remove. We cannot feed what you want dead. Sometimes the devil keeps returning. Not sometimes. Always. The devil is always there, waiting for that door to be cracked open. Satan is looking for the door that never closes. Only God deserves access to your room, to your spirit, to your heart. I'm reminded of a man who owned a beautiful house in a quiet neighborhood. One night there was a terrible storm. Rain fell heavily and the wind shook the entire house. In the middle of the night, the man heard something scratching at the front door. He looked outside and saw a stray dog sitting on his porch, trembling in the storm. Feeling sorry for the dog, he opened the door just a little and he said, "You can stay in the hallway, but nowhere else." By morning, the dog had moved into the living room. A few days later, he was sleeping on the furniture. Soon he was destroying the house, chewing on the walls, chewing on the furniture, tearing the cushions, and making the place entirely filthy. Finally, the man realized what he allowed in temporarily now has taken over permanently. That's how it works. The Holy Spirit is saying that's how the enemy works. He never asked for the whole house first. He just asked for the hallway. But this morning, God says, shut the door. Because what you permit today can control your tomorrow. The devil thought he had a reservation, but heaven canceled it. He thought he was moving into your peace, but there was no vacancy. We need to shout it out. No room, no vacancy. I'm all filled up. His Spirit lives in me. And that's the reason that I am sold out. You can tell hell you can't live here. You can't stay here. You can't operate here. You can't control here, because every room in this house is already occupied by the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you believe it, give God the praise. Like the enemy just got evicted from your house. If you believe it, give God praise, because Satan was just evicted from your house. Everybody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Everybody say, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We're all right.